Utah State Trooper Eric Ellsworth was remembered Wednesday during a public funeral at Weber State University. The 31-year-old was struck by a vehicle last Tuesday that left him in critical condition for 4 days before he died. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Dedicated, persistent, and fun were the words used to describe Trooper Eric Ellsworth. He always wanted to do more and help more, but he was also a jokester who was quick to lighten the mood. Utah Governor Gary Herbert offered his condolences to Ellsworth's family and praised the second-generation highway patrolman for his service.
Eric truly does represent the very best that society has to offer. He's a hero, a hometown hero.
Ellsworth was hit by an oncoming car on November 18th when he stopped to help with a downed power line in Box Elder County. Ellsworth served on the highway patrol for 7 years. His supervisor, Sergeant Shane Nebaker, said he was never one to slack.
In fact, there were several times if we'd be working, you know, getting our butts kicked on a snow day, if we were taking a bunch of accidents, Eric would always call me and apologize because he didn't think he was doing enough. He always wanted to be in the middle, wanted to be doing something.
Ellsworth is survived by 3 young children and his wife, Janica Ellsworth. Ellsworth tearfully recalled what she described as their simple, happy life.
Who will I watch our shows with on Netflix after the kids go to bed? And who will take so much joy in scaring me and chasing me up the stairs? I asked our boys what they miss most about you, and they all agreed they miss everything, and I do too.
Eric Ellsworth was buried at the Brigham City Cemetery after Wednesday's service. Whitney Evans, KUER News.